Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Some Sacramento classrooms are taking Black History Month to a whole other level, going beyond simply opening a textbook and taking this time to reflect on the sacrifices, experiences, and contributions of Black Americans with the goal of inspiring students to dream big about their own futures and their place in history. From art sessions to cooking demonstrations, business fairs, this educational mindset stretches beyond just 1 month out of the year. CAP Radio education reporter Srishti Prabha got a look at the curriculum at Sacramento Charter High School in Oak Park, and they join us along with teacher Cassandra Jennings, who is also the president and CEO of St. Hope, which runs Sac High. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Good afternoon, Vicky.
All right, Srishti, I know the first step, you are an education reporter focused on K through 12 in Sacramento, but what led you to Sac High in Oak Park?
So this week, you know, I got to go, or last week, I got to go to a classroom at Sac High because Cassandra Jennings is a force of nature and we're always hearing about all of the amazing work that's going on. So I actually went into the classroom and the students that day were choosing a Black or Latin figure whose iconic image they were going to recreate through photography, and it was called A Moment in Time. The person teaching the class also happened to be Cassandra Jennings, so here's a little audio from that.
Okay, he chose Huey P. Newton, Black Panther's party leader. And anybody know about the connection it has with St. Hope? Right next to Estes Park, the name of that building is the Huey P. Newton Building. It was dedicated in 2016 because the offices there of Fred Heastand was the lawyer for the Panther Party for Huey Newton. So the history even goes further than what you read in the books. We got our own history right here in Oak Park, right?
All right, Cassandra, I'm going to ask you for a history lesson as well. But first off, I didn't realize you teach at Sac High also.
Well, I should clarify that I volunteer to teach an advisory class, which is the fun class. So we get to do things like this and also make sure the students are up on their grades and fulfilling their requirements.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, I would love to learn more about the history of the Black Panther Party here in Sacramento, specifically in Oak Park.
Yes, yes. And their headquarters was right there in Oak Park. They had a lot of things on the wall at the AKA building that was there. And in 2016, we did dedicate that building to Huey P. Newton. And we just want to make sure that the young people see the context of things, not only on the history, but how it's impacting our present. And as you said, how they can dream and aspire to take it to the next level of this journey of freedom and success.
Yeah. You know, I would imagine, I just know that you have been at this for decades when it comes to the deep roots of Black history in Oak Park and Sacramento, preserving that history for future generations. I mean, that is easier said than done. It is no small feat. What goes into doing all of this?
Well, it's a lot of input, a lot of planning, and a lot of intentionality. And St. Hope has made it part of their mission to really uplift the community and the people through arts and culture, through education, and through economic development. And it has to be at every point and reaching out to all communities and the community that it reflects in order to make sure that it's rightly portrayed and that it lives on.
And Trisha, you actually got to see how it's shaping students and how they are taking in learning about Black History Month. What does this type of education mean to them?
Yeah, I think kind of piggybacking off of what Cassandra said, you have these educators, organizers, and activists. And as someone that's, you know, working in the school system, these are the types of people that I end up interacting with that change the cultural climate of Sacramento, especially these Black educators and organizers and activists, right? And I would argue that the strong Black presence that exists here is because of the Black leaders in the community who remind the generations after generations what existed in the space before them. So I would actually say that Jennings is one of these people right? Like, Cassandra has been here. She's been doing all this work, whether it was the Phoenix Parks Project or revitalizing South Sacramento or working on housing redevelopment in Oak Park, which preserves all this cultural history. I mean, her work has been to mitigate racial inequity. So I think that having people like them also teach that history is super significant.
Well, let's meet some of the students who want to dream big. Who did you meet, Trishy?
Well, I got to meet the senior, Justice Spears, and she was profound in her understanding of why history matters to her as someone who wants to be a future congresswoman.
It just feels like a necessity, like I need to know, because how do I keep going in the future without knowing my past? And I want to become a future leader.
Yeah, that's just wonderful, and it's so powerful. You know, you have to look to the past to see how it shapes you for today and how you can shape future generations. I mean, Cassandra, this education that for Black History Month, I mean, we're focusing on this month. I mean, it's not just a textbook. You know, there's a lot of other activities and curriculum that are wrapped around not only inside a classroom, but outside of a classroom. Can you walk us through just kind of the thoughtfulness that went into this?
Right. And this year, we really wanted to focus on the arts and culture. And we wanted the students to really get engaged in it. So everything was really very participatory, really requiring critical thinking and sometimes imagination. And so a moment in history was one where we say, you take a historical figure and you reenact that by taking a picture of what's happening today. And then you can also submit a short video to say what you were thinking. And so it just doesn't allow you to say, I know that person. I know Angela Davis. I know Huey P. Newton. But then you start thinking, who's the Huey P. Newton of today? And what does that look like? Or who's the Ruby Bridges of today? And what else do we need to be doing? Because while we're looking at history, we want to let the students know you are history, mm-hmm. too. You are making history and you can be a part of it. I'll say also with the hands-on with the chef, with paint and play, we have some theater that we're going to have interactive things. We have at the elementary school, we're having reading. So we're actually having authors and community leaders come and read all day to the young people. So all of that is about engaging people so they'll remember it forever.
Yeah, and engagement is key. I mean, it really hits the point home that school and class is so much more than a classroom. You know, it's part of the community and you need that level of engagement for it to stick. And then you can make it personal and apply it to your own life. Shristi, when you were like following students along, seeing how this is impacting them, I mean, this is a multi-layered approach to education. What stood out to you about how they engaged with the lesson material?
Well, I think the big thing, which Cassandra already pointed out, was that they're going beyond the books, right? You're talking about art in the process of learning this history, reinterpreting what you might have once known, maybe connecting with some of those people. I'm assuming a lot of them are choosing people that they feel they resonate with, right? And so, you know, I want to see what the outcomes are. It's also a very accessible project. You can do it on your phone, right? You can just take a photo, snapshot, selfie, whatever you want. And it seems like kids are on their phones all the time these days. It's a great way to engage them. And I want to see what, you know, what kind of comes out of the project. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, for better or for worse, you know, but so make it positive, right? If they're going to be on their phones, like make it impactful. When you were talking to Justice, the high school senior, what stood out to you about their responses and how they were interacting with the project?
Yeah, talking to Justice was just a pleasure. She understood the assignment, as the kids say, and her insights felt well beyond her like 17-year-old age. And so this is what she had to say.
I think it really connects from old times to modern times and taking a picture. You had to really put yourself in the shoes to make sure that you're capturing the essence that somebody left.
And did you know before you were handed the list of people who you wanted to choose?
I did. I knew, I didn't know that she was going to be on the list, but I knew, like, I'm going to choose Shirley Chisholm because, like, she's an important, influential person in my life.
And just for those who might not know, Shirley Chisholm is the first Black woman to have a seat in Congress, so that's a powerful person for her to choose, especially if she wants to be a congresswoman, right?
That's right.
Absolutely. Shrishti, what stood out to you about how this builds confidence in students?
Oh, you can just hear the benefits from Justice herself.
I feel like we don't have really a lot of Black representatives in government. And so when I think of higher power and all that, a lot of us get scared. And a lot of people, when I tell them that I want to do it, they're like, are you serious? For real? And I'm like, yeah, this is our government. I want to get into the ropes. I want to learn the secrets. I want to know how to survive here because it's been really hard.
Yeah, part of seeing that representation is that. And then part of it is being taught by people like Cassandra, like I noted earlier, who have been doing this work locally.
It was really nice to see her and notice, like, oh my gosh, she's a Black woman who is CEO of St. Hope, and I was able to talk to her. She has an older spirit, which I do really appreciate because she reminds me of, like, my grandma and, like, learning from her in history.
Cassandra, how does that make you feel?
I am old, but I'm proud of it.
I like that you're her grandma.
And she's probably right. That's probably about my age. But, you know, I think we want to pass down history. And the reason that we want to talk about it with them, because they may have their own take on it. And I know there was another gentleman in my class, young man, who was really sort of upset with one of the leaders that we had, Kaepernick, who, you know, with the 49ers, because he was a 49er fan, and I didn't think he was going to pick him, but he did pick him. And so this really gets them to engage in their heroes or people they have concerns with because of other things, and then try to put themselves in their shoes and then figure out what shoes they want to wear.
You humanize them.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. So I don't mind being old if they're listening. And it's the wisdom that we have to share. And certainly we're listening to them, too.
Overall, I mean, we just heard from one student, Justice Spears, who's wonderful. But how have students and also staff, how have they been responding to the type of opportunities and different types of education that St. Hope is offering?
I think they are loving it. This is the partnership we have between the different nonprofits that we have at St. Hope to make sure that gaps are filled and that people have not only access, but access to success. And we believe that if we can provide different kinds of exposure and access to students and opportunities, then they can really succeed in anything they want to do. So people are open. Some of the adults are participating in it and coming up with some really creative things. And then when I was doing it, I thought, this isn't as easy as I thought it was. But boy, did it get me thinking.
How did your own experience as a youth, as a student, shape what you want students today to experience?
Well, it really enlightens me to say that you are always learning. And coming up in the segregated South, North Carolina, and then moving to Maryland, I had varying experiences. I always, my parents were educators, so I was really educated, but exposure was also important. And then questioning, and then learning. And I think what we want the kids today, because they have a lot more tools than my parents had, than I had as a grandmother for some, you know. And we want to make sure that they have those tools available to them. The people that struggle, that sacrifice, that gave up a lot for us to get here, there's still a lot of work to do, and then they can help for the next generation.
All right, Trisha, I'm going to leave it with you in the last 30 seconds or so that we have. In the spirit of learning, what did you learn when you were there?
I mean, what didn't I learn? You've heard her talk. I was learning the whole time. I didn't know about the building we discussed at the very beginning, Huey P. Newton's building. The list of people the students could choose from. One of them was Benjamin Banneker, so I went and looked him up after because I didn't know very much about him. And he's a mathematician, for those of you don't know. And then, you know, obviously talking to the young people, they astound me. Their awareness of their own history, Justice, was incredible. So I learned a lot.
Well, Shrishti, thanks for taking the trip. And Cassandra, as always, thank you for coming to Insight. It's always nice to see you.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Vicky.
Cassandra Jennings is the president and CEO of St. Hope, and Trishti Prabha is Cap Radio's Sacramento education reporter. And they're talking about how Black History Month is being taught this month and every month in Oak Park classrooms in Sacramento. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.